You hear all the time about people who made contributions in the community. They get plaques and recognition dinners and things like that. But there are lots of people who do not get as much recognition, though they are also quietly plugging along doing things on behalf of others. It might be fun to keep track of who's doing what for the community. And in fact, you can. That's the idea behind the website Be a Local Hero. The web address divides up uniquely. It's be.alocalhero.com. It's the creation of Jim Teese, who's the president and CEO of Project A and Ashland HomeNet, as the name implies, based in Ashland. Jim Teese, welcome to The Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Project A, what it is that you do there. It's a name that's certainly been around the Valley for a long time.
A long time. So my wife and I started the company in Arizona, and the monsoons brought us here. And
you blew up here with the weather.
Yes. No, we found Ashland before the internet and just a wonderful place to grow a business and raise a family. And so we've enjoyed it. And our software company writes software for companies all over the world. We've been very lucky and fortunate and a great place to live and great employees and just loving life. And so that's what we do. And Ashland HomeNet is Ashland's largest ISP, cable TV company, and phone service as well.
People always assume that Project A stood for Ashland. Does it perhaps stand for Arizona instead?
Yeah, it just stands for Jim is crazy and makes funny names. There's no real.
And it might get you a little higher in the phone book this way, too, right?
Yeah, that didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
No.
Okay, not with the P there.
No.
Right. So so Project A is obviously, you've created a lot of stuff, a lot of software over the years. Where, how did the idea for Be a Local Hero come about?
It came about basically because, like you said, people get recognized, which is great. But as you can tell from my amazing physique, I'm one of those people that like to get involved in the community. And I noticed more and more people were posting on Facebook about how many miles they're biking or miles they're running and doing all these great physical things, which is awesome. I really applaud that. But I had nothing to post. Because I don't do those things, as you can see. So the idea originally was, what if we had an app that allowed you to, for every hour you volunteered, you were able to get some street cred and say, I volunteered this week. I helped out, whether it was at the school or, you know, here at the university. I worked at JPR. Whatever it is, you volunteer, you get some credit for that. And it kind of grew beyond that as more and more ideas started coming forward. And so I just noodled it over. What do I want? And I like to build apps for myself. What would I want? And so it came down to, instead of just buy local, really the idea was, what if you committed to doing as much as you can locally? What if you made a commitment? And so that's the first step. You just commit to doing as much as you can locally. And then the second step is connect. And all of us, we're something in the water here in Ashland. And I want to point out, too, this isn't just in Ashland. This can work anywhere. But right
any
now,
community.
Any
just,
community.
So you started
absolutely.
In Ashland. But,
yep. Started here. And there's something in the water. There's something, you know, magical about Ashland. And so there's so many volunteers here. And people started using it and starting showing their commitments to local organizations. And again, it's great that if you're a global hero, it's great if you're a national hero and doing all these things. But I was really focused on the local heroes. And so you would then commit to or show your connections to local organizations, whether you're volunteering with JPR and so forth. You just show that local connection. And then the last one is every time you take action, you just record the action you took and you get points for it. And people always say, well, what do I get for the points? And I say, well, you get awesomeness. I don't know what you get for the points yet. We're trying to figure that out. At the 4th of July, people were coming up, businesses were coming up to me at the 4th of July and saying, I would love to figure out a way to give something to the people that are getting points. How do we figure that out? So there's the community trying to figure out, what do we do with this? How can we take it even further?
So you just threw the ball in the air and basically let people go for it and figure out how they want to do it. But the whole point system, you didn't have a real fixed concept of like you win a Volkswagen or something.
Right. No, I couldn't get Volkswagen to return my call on that one. So there is no end goal. I'm not trying to collect information. I'm not trying to build an empire that I'm going to sell to Google someday. But Google, if you need me, it's Jim at projecta.com. But I think that the idea, though, is really to help people really live to that commitment of doing business locally and living within their local system, their own ecosystem.
So what are the things for which you score points? I mean, are there things for which no points are awarded? I guess we can start there.
Well, you can sign up, and I don't know if we give you a point for signing up, but we do appreciate you for signing up. But, for every commitment that you make, so you say, I buy my my cable television from Ashland Home Net, you get a point. If you say, I commit to doing business locally, you get a point for each commitment that you make. Nobody's tracking it. Nobody's checking and saying, hey, this isn't real. This is all on the honor system. And then for each connection that you make, you get points. So I volunteer on several boards. I get points for each of those boards. And then every time you take action, so I'm on the Jackson County Fair Board. I just went through the Jackson County Fair. I volunteered a lot of hours. I recorded my hours. I got points for each of those hours.
With 1 point per hour.
Yes.
Is there any other weighting that goes on? In other words, if you are the board chair instead of just a non-officer member of the board, does that give you 2 points instead of one or something?
No, currently it doesn't. People also thought that that it would be fun to compete against me. How many hours am I putting in? And so people were trying to make it a game, which is great. If that's what you want, you know, we're all so competitive. But there is no waiting. It's all just straight 1-1-1.
Jim Teese is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, president and CEO of Project A and Ashland HomeNet, and the creator of Be a Local Hero, which is at alocalhero.com. You can join our discussion on the exchange as we talk about ways to recognize people for the things they do in their community, which is what Be a Local Hero is all about. Phone numbers here, 800-838-3760 around the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email address, jx@jeffnet.org. I think you just made reference to this, but you were the point leader until recently, is that right? Are you still?
Check every morning? I don't check every morning. No, I need an app. I need to build an app that lets me know if red light, green light. No, I haven't checked, but there is a hero wall, and the idea there would be that I'd work with, you know, with John Schweiger at Coming Attractions, and we'd be able to pre-movies starting in all of his theaters show, here's the hero wall, and here are the local heroes within that community, not just here's all the Ashland heroes, which don't make any sense to the other theaters, right? So really I'm trying to get it to launch in other communities to be more relevant there. But the other side of it too is that it's growing again as people use it and they give me feedback and they're like, wow, this would be great. We have needs at the Ashland Food Bank, and as people come here, we'd like them to see what our needs are. So I've created a connection there, and we're working to create a kind of a needs tool for them, so that they can post it and everybody knows what are their needs currently, what kinds of foods do they need this week, and so forth. So all of these interrelationships start happening within the organizations. And then I had this idea as I was sitting there on the 4th of July, and is that, you know, it would be great to nominate local heroes because right now it's if you use it, we know about you. But what if you don't use it, right? And it'd be great for me to say, you know what? John Javna, he's a local hero. I want to nominate him, and here's why. And it's really just to create a place and a space for that group of people. We're the Uber volunteers. We're constantly volunteering.
So for the person, for example, who does not go on to be a local hero, does not sign themselves up, and they are nominated, though, do you then contact them and say, hey, somebody wants to see you on Be a Local Hero?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know how much, you know. There's so many people that do volunteer and give, and they aren't necessarily into tracking and getting the recognition. So I don't know if I'm going to reach out to them as opposed to I just want to honor them. And I just want to say, hey, somebody just nominated John Javna. I know John. He's awesome. Here's why. And it's more of that. It's more of a way to say thank you, not try to get you to sign up and, you know.
So how many people are recognized now at Be a Local Hero? I mean, how many people have signed up voluntarily, and have there been many nominations or any so far?
No, the nominations are new. That's just an idea. So the way that my brain works is something that many scientists are trying to figure out.
Neuroscientists.
Yeah, it's a mess. So I just noodle through all these different ideas, and then I've got a great team back at Project A. I'm able to go back to them and say, I got this idea. Let's make it happen. But we did get distracted. We donated a new website and new apps for the fair. So during July, we were very focused on helping the fair out. Now I'll be able to go back and work on the Be a Local Hero concept.
All right. So was Jackson County Fair successful? I mean,
absolutely successful, okay, yeah, good. on all counts.
So more points for you then through Be a Local
Hero.
Yeah,
more points.
So Was there anything else like this out there in the world that you were able to find? I mean, have you gone searching high and low to see if there's a Be a Local Hero Cleveland or something? Or?
No, I haven't. The only reference searching I did was when we were trying to get the domain. And so we were trying to get a domain we wanted originally, Local Hero. And I think if you just go to Local Hero, it's people that are trying to get you to slow down in their neighborhoods. And so they're saying, you know, drive slow in the neighborhood. And then there was other variations of that. And they each do their own great thing. I'm not saying, but I couldn't find one that was really doing what we were doing. But I didn't look, and that's not how I work. I just do it. And then, you know, it was like years ago, I came up with this thing called Freebay. And the idea was that instead of just putting it on your sidewalk and putting a free sign on it, you would literally put it online, take a picture, and it would be free. And at the end of the year, I'd be able to go to city council and say, we kept X number of pounds out of the landfill because we did this exchange online. Well, there's other sites out there like Craigslist that people just use, which is awesome. I'm not criticizing Craigslist. Mm-hmm. But the problem is you can't report off of it. There's no way for you to say we kept this much out of the landfill because we put everything on Craigslist. So Freebay fell away and nobody uses it because Craigslist you can use for everything.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So that's just the way I'm constantly trying to find ways to help people accomplish what they want to accomplish. We create tools and apps to do so.
And you're also trying to find ways to measure things, it looks like, because you wanted to measure in that case, you know,
absolutely,
how much stuff you kept at the landfill, you know,
absolutely,
how many hours are people putting in.
Absolutely. It's all about, you know, as I've said for many years now, that is that the database is the key to world peace. And if we keep track of things, we'll be able to go back and measure it. And measuring is important to me. It's you know, how do you know you did better this year? Because you compared your data to last year. Whatever that is, in your own personal life, as a business, as a radio station, how do we know? Because we measure and we compare. And that's all. I just wanted to create tools that allow people to measure and compare.
Jim Teese again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about Be a Local Hero, which is at be.alocalhero.com, and it'll open up for other communities as well. Are you concerned at all about, I mean, are people expressing any reticence? I mean, there's a certain amount of trumpeting or bragging, I guess, for lack of a better word, if you're going to be saying, hey, here's what I've been doing lately. This is beyond taking a picture of the tacos you had at lunchtime.
Right. Yeah, and so you are my friend on Facebook, obviously, because you know I take pictures of tacos at lunchtime. So I think the key thing there, though, is and just like, again, working at people that work out, I'm sure that there are people that look at them and go, gosh darn you, you're just bragging about how awesome you are. You rode your bike or you walked to work or whatever. I don't think that's bragging. That's just somebody saying, this is what I'm doing. And, you know, now if they're standing there and saying, this is what I'm doing and you're not, you suck, I don't, that's different. But if you're literally just sharing, this is what I'm doing, then I don't think that's bragging. If it inspires people to do more, awesome. That's great. If each of us did something, you're reading a book and you want to share that book, am I supposed to say, well, you're just bragging that you can read and I can't? No, you're just sharing. And so I think that, you know, there are people that have brought that up and they're, you know, especially because I thought hard about as well with my hours accumulating, maybe removing myself off of the list. And I gave thought to that because I'm not doing this as a personal bragging venue, and I also don't want to discourage people. So I did give that some deep thought here again during the fair because I was putting in 15 hours a day just as a volunteer, which accumulates pretty fast. But I think what will happen if we can get people to realize this, we all volunteer. We're just not getting credit for it or taking credit for it. And if we can, what will happen with the data, we'll be able to see, wow, look at all of these local nonprofits here in the Valley and look at all of the volunteers that connect to them and how many hours it takes to have the quality of life that we want and have here in Southern Oregon. And then could we duplicate that same pattern of volunteering leads to a high quality of life, both for the volunteer, but the rest of the community that benefits from that.
And as you've already pointed out, this also provides an opportunity to connect the volunteers to the organizations that need time and stuff.
Absolutely. And so you know, years ago as well, I've been a volunteer on many boards. Right now, I currently serve on the SOU Foundation Board, the Ashland Chamber of Commerce Board and, as I said, the Jackson County Fair Board. And in the past, I've been on several other boards in the community, and I'm always fascinated by volunteerism because we each do it for our own reason. And you get people that are hyper-volunteers, like they go really deep into that organization. And then you get people like myself that basically just give a little piece of themselves to several organizations. And I just tend to choose the ones that I, for my own personal reasons. People are constantly asking me, can you come help our organization? And I'm, you know, you do have to draw limits. You can't, I do have to work. There are requirements of work.
That happens, though.
Yeah.
All right, so I see that the information to register is first name, last name, nickname, city, state, email, and I assume the email is not publicized that broadly, but don't know that.
Yeah, no.
So not a lot of information, but you're not going to share this with anybody. This is not a sell to Google thing.
Nope, not a sell to Google thing. We do have a disclaimer at the bottom that said that if Google showed up with a big fat check, we might send an email to everybody saying we're selling to Google, but it's more tongue in cheek. It's basically saying that we need this information to stay connected to you as we try to figure out what this is and what it's going to grow into.
And what it is right now is Be a Local Hero at be.alocalhero.com. Jim Teese created it. He's the Project A president and CEO, also president and CEO of Ashland HomeNet. Jim, thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange.
Thanks for having me.